sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
In exactly 12 days, I will turn 73 years old, or young, depending upon the way I feel that day. And like anybody this age, surely, taking a few medications to keep up the TikTok and a nice glide are necessary. But what the heck? There are no medications in the world that are going to get me to take a return trip to San Francisco anytime soon, the place of my birth. One of the things that Mrs. Jones and I used to love to do would be to take a ride around the city and just feel the life's blood. From Golden Gate Park to Fisherman's Wharf, up the hills, down the hills, visiting all the various sections of town from Cow Hollow to the Castro, Union Square to the Fillmore, and even, yes, through the Tenderloin and Mission, and many more. Just recently, I've taken the Tenderloin off the list. Tents have gone up, drugs are being sold without repercussions, the feces and garbage on the streets, with promises from the mayor that she's going to clean everything up, have all gone down the proverbial toilet. And it's getting worse each day. Homeless, transients, vagrants, whatever you want to call them, are dropping dead on the streets. And people who live there are just about ready to scream. It's a picture too hard to paint. That is, unless you take a ride down First Street, up to Fifth, and you'll see tents are popping up here in Eureka. Business doorways are filled with sleeping bags on top of cardboard, and heaven knows where their waste is going. I realize it's a dead horse that gets beaten more than once a year by yours truly, but now I have another gripe. While you were sleeping, the Eureka City Council voted unanimously for ranked choice voting. Do you know what that is? What it means when it comes time for you to jump in the booth? Well, you better start boning up right now. You know, it was rejected while I was on the council, but has made its way back due to the nature of the chemical makeup of the current city council. If I understand it correctly, you get three votes. We'll call them your first choice, second choice, third choice, for the candidate in a council award race. Hence, ranking your choices for the candidates in that particular race. A candidate must garner 50% or better of the total votes. If they don't, then the last place choice is dropped, and those votes go from the second to the second choice. And again, if there's no candidate with 50%, the last place individual at that time gets dropped, and those votes are now a third place vote goes to the next candidate. Are you confused yet? Well, I am. And for goodness sakes, there's something wrong with it. And it'll manifest itself, and we'll see who makes the 50% grade with each election cycle, thus making any race an instant runoff. All that said, I miss my San Francisco Giants, but I still get a glimpse of San Francisco when I drive around Eureka. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.